Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
For receiver yesterday, but Luke McCaffrey and Jalen Lane each made one catch. Lane's was a 16-yard catch, I believe, on a second and 12, picked up a first down. Luke able to track and catch that deep ball. If you know the folks, if you don't follow All Pro Reels and you listen to our radio show, you're probably doing something wrong. All Pro Reels is like just an elite Instagram account. Those guys work really hard. They take great pictures and reels and all that stuff. The pictures they got of Luke making that catch yesterday are just phenomenal. It was one catch for 50 yards, but it completely flipped field position. And, you know, last week we did this. It was Lamphill's topic. It was a Lamphill topic. And it was like, are you mad about how they've built the wide receiver room? And I think with the wide receiver room, the Terry injury's tough. Honestly, that Chris Moore not catch in the corner of the end zone, I think if 17's on the field, that's a touchdown. Chris Moore wasn't able to bring it in. We've seen Chris Moore have some struggles catching the football. The Terry injury's been tough, but the way they built this thing with two Pro Bowl veterans and then two young guys they think are developing, I think you saw it yesterday. Lane and Luke combined for 66 yards on two catches, but damn, they were important, and they were, you know, young guys kind of making the most of their opportunities. And for Luke now, that's three games in a row with an impact play. He had touchdowns in the previous two games, and then yesterday the 50-yard catch really set that offense up well. But earlier I was talking about how important that Quan Martin forced fumble was. So just listen to this, and I want to credit Tom Shad from The Post that did the research on this. The Chargers ran 26 offensive plays prior to that fumble. They were averaging 6.4 yards per play before the fumble. So LA ran 26 plays before that fumble. Washington ran 8 offensive plays before the fumble. Like, when you talk about time of possession, I mean, that's 3-1. LA's on the field to Washington. In the first quarter, I bet Washington possessed the football for like a minute and a half. So LA before the fumble, 6.4 yards per play. Afterwards, 4.4 yards per play. So that decreased by 2 yards per play. And then Washington, this is almost more astonishing. Their offense just started to click. Eight plays for 30 yards. They averaged fewer than 4 yards per play, 3.8 yards per play prior to that fumble. Bill had like one decent run. They really couldn't get anything going. Jaden didn't look accurate early. He was late on a throw to Debo. After that, 47 plays, 359 yards, 7.5 a pop yards per play. Like that fumble was so dramatically important to this game. And the way both teams kind of responded to it told the story. And it just completely flipped this game upside down. And I just... Sometimes fumbles are a time and place, whatever it is. You got to be opportunistic on a football field. That is why the Commanders coaching staff always talks about ball as life and, you know, be active, going for the ball. They did it, and they did it well yesterday. And I think it paid off for them in such a significant way. Lanfield, when they were down 10-0 early, how concerned were you?
I was extremely concerned. You know, it's not just that they were down 10-0. Like, the one time they had the ball, they gained 5 yards. I think at one point the yards differential was the Chargers had like over 120 and the Commanders were at 5. It just seemed like for that entire game, the Chargers were just going to get the ball and kind of march down the field and put up points every time. The defense didn't look like they were going to be able to stop anybody. The offense was kind of doing their, you know, struggle thing that they had been doing in some of the games this year. And morale was low at that time. It was very, very low.
Deservedly. It was, sitting in the press box when they got on the drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
That ended in the fumble. They started at their own. The Chargers started at, I believe, their own 14-yard line. They got 3 first downs on that drive. They were cooking. They went 10 for 60 before the fumble. Like, they were moving. They were almost to the red zone when Quan forced that thing out. And it sure as hell felt in that stadium that it was going to be 13-17-0. And it was just such a vital, vital play. Dan Quinn's going to talk this afternoon. There's certainly some stuff they want to clean up from that. I think for another week, the tackling wasn't great. I do think they did a better job of, as a group, running to the ball carrier. So that prevented some of the missed tackles from becoming really big plays. I also thought, you know, we did see a little bit more of Jordan McGee on the field. I thought he made an impact and was a useful player in this thing. I'm actually pulling the snap counts up now because I'm curious. In Atlanta, I don't think McGee played a defensive snap. He didn't get a ton, but he was out there a little bit. They put Medrano and Cahoe were both down. Cahoe's kind of dealing with the injury, but it was interesting. Johnny Newton made a couple plays. Jacob Martin made a couple plays. I thought Eddie Goldman gave them some good snaps. I thought it was a much better overall effort. Marshawn Lattimore, I thought, was good in this game. It seemed very different than the Atlanta game. Yeah, so Jordan McGee was out there for almost 20% of snaps. I think they ran a little bit more actual 4-3. I got to go back and watch. I haven't had a moment. I went from the game to the press box to doing a show last night, running to the airport, Dulles, my house for a shower here. So I have not watched the film yet, Lanfill. I'll confess on that one. But I think they
haven't watched the All-22.
You have?
No, you haven't.
I have not. I will. I haven't yet. Honestly, for those that have already, God bless you. There's a lot of film experts on Twitter, Lanfield. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. It was just such a vital game. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to open the phone lines up at 11. We're going to do credit pies. At noon, Santana Moss is going to join us. At 1 o'clock, Lorenzo Neal, Chargers great, is going to join us, kind of see what he thought from yesterday. Exciting day. You know what was exciting yesterday? Anybody that knows Santana knows he's just like a well-dressed, always... Tana's always the coolest dude in the room. Like, he just has this super chill vibe and is always just kind of easygoing. And Santana yesterday complimented my fit, if you will, Landfill. And my fit was Collars & Co. The Collars & Co. dress shirts are incredible. It feels like you're wearing air conditioning, and they don't wrinkle. I mean, I was running around all day. They looked perfect by the time I was live after Sunday Night Football for all ears. Working with Collars & Co. has been awesome. B. Mitch loves the clothes. I love the clothes. B's getting more casual stuff. I'm getting more dressy stuff. They could do it all. And when you're wearing, especially the polo shirts, you could do anything in those. You could put a blazer on with them. It looks like you're wearing a dress shirt. You could wear them to go play golf. You could wear them going out for a date, going out to dinner, whatever you need. You don't have to iron this stuff. You don't have to take them to the dry cleaner. It is incredible how versatile the Collars & Co. clothes are. Check them out at collarsandco.com. Better yet, they're opening a store, Congressional Plaza on Rockville Pike, October 15th. I'll be there. If you go over $99, use the code JPFINLEY and you get 20% off orders. That's a really good deal. If you spend $105, you're getting 20 bucks off. JPFINLEY20 is the code. Collars & Co., they're a game changer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.